46 is the title of seven short pieces of theater that will be digitally available at 7 p.m. Tuesday, June 30th. If the numbers in the title sound familiar, it's the length of time a police officer put his leg on George Floyd's neck, causing his death. The act was so brutal and uncalled for, people have not been able to clearly articulate their disgust and horror about the despicable deed. Jean-Remy Monet, the founder and artistic director of Black Theater Troupe of upstate New York, understands that frustration. He realizes the public rage is not only about this single incident. As a black man, he knows Floyd's death is a visible signal of an unfair, unjust, yet complicated relationship between the races within our country. Being a theater artist and not being able to fully articulate his feelings of hurt, fear, and despair only made his frustration deeper. To better help define what this act represented, his company created a theater piece about systemic racism. He then asked six other area companies to do the same. Remy said he reached out to local theater companies who typically produce plays about black issues and regularly use African American actors. The major requirement was, for obvious and symbolic reasons, each piece would run approximately 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The pieces are all thoughtful and articulate mini-dramas that represent the many and various facets of the problem. Remarkably, none are angry or a call for violence. Telling personal stories is, he says, the kind of thing theater does best. Agreeing with him is Maggie Mancinelli Cahill, the producing artistic director of Capitol Repertory Theater. She says, the arts, especially theater, has the capacity to incite, to excite, and also to heal. 846 is a chance for the arts community to lead by example. The participating companies are Acting with Aaron, Capitol Repertory Theater, Creative Action Unlimited, Illuminate Theater, Troy Foundry Theater, and Playhouse Stage Company. The Black Acting Troupe of upstate New York is the point company in the cooperative project. On Tuesday, Remy will be the person introducing each play. There will be a plea for donations, and everything is going to the African American Cultural Center of the Capital Region. The organization's site has been a target of vandalism the past couple of weeks. Between performances, information on how to donate and background on the funded organization will be offered. Remy was impressed with the variety of ways the various theater artists responded. The Capitol Repertory Theater offering, Night Vision, by Dominique Morisseau, is about a couple who witness a mugging of a woman by a man in a hooded sweatshirt. Back in their apartment, as they prepare to call the police, they disagree on the details of what they just saw. What makes the tale sadly pertinent is the piece was originally written in response to the 2012 shooting of Trayvon Martin by George Zimmerman. Some things, it seems, never change. There is also a monologue and a song from Playhouse Stage's recent production of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. It features the tragic blues singer Billie Holiday singing Strange Fruit. The strange fruit of the title were black men who were lynched and hung from trees in the 30s. It was banned from many radio stations and crushed the career of the black singer. The other works are all original and were produced for 846. The Black Theater Troupe of upstate New York is presenting The Nub of the Issue. It was written by local theater veteran Barbara Howard and uses remarks made in 1987 by Texas Congresswoman Barbara Jordan during the confirmation hearings of Robert Bork for Supreme Court Justice. Almost 30 years later, Jordan's vision seemed prophetic. When the plays are seen as a whole, Remy makes the observation, they are all different stories dealing with different sides of the issue, but they all are really about systemic racism. That may be true, but there's one piece that will force the audience to see and feel the problems of racist violence in a purely emotional way. Eight Ways to Say Goodbye is Illuminate Theater's contribution to the program. It is told from the perspective of an 8-year-old girl talking on a cell phone. She has just lost her father to police brutality. 8-year-old actress Mariah Edmonds spends 8 minutes trying to explain and accept the murder of her father. What promises to make the piece so touching is the play is drawn on the memory of playwright Morgan Elizabeth's father, who would give her 8-second hugs and explain they were just long enough to feel the love. The seven plays in 846 are just long enough to feel the love, experience the pain, and offer a hope for change. 846 will be offered online 7 p.m. Tuesday, June 30th. Go to the Facebook page of the Black Theater Troupe of Upstate New York and go to the link offered shortly before the presentation is scheduled to start. It is also available on the public access channels for Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.